If you could live inside your favorite movie, which one would you choose?
Ooh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, for Brooke, it's probably Bad Moms.
Oh.
that fits
movie.
You so well.
I
mean,
Jose is signing up for Dazed and Confused.
Oh, okay, that works. Yeah. I was going to say Dumb and Dumber. Very
oh, that,
similar.
Yeah,
whatever.
Same. And for Alexis, I'm going to guess a Hannah Montana movie.
Oh. Hey!
High School
Musical. Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
High School Musical.
I do love that
one. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm living The Hangover right now.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It's kind of a ridiculous thing to say, that whole idea, but one man in Italy is actually doing this. He's literally trying to make his all-time favorite movie his real life.
What?
Whoa.
His name's Nicholas Gentile. Or if he's Italian, it's probably Gentile.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
Nicholas Gentile. And he's a 37-year-old pastry chef. Aww. And his all-time favorite film ever is Lord of the Rings.
Oh. One
of those.
You know, Frodo, Gandalf.
I'm glad you didn't
Orlando
say
Bloom, but blonde.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say, like, The Godfather, and he's just killing people left and right.
No,
yeah.
Thank goodness. But one day, Nicholas decided it wasn't enough anymore to just love Lord of the Rings. He needed to actually live it.
Huh.
And it's insane how he's making this happen.
Okay.
So a few years ago, he purchased an empty plot of land out on the Italian countryside, about 5 acres worth.
Okay, very similar to Middle Earth. Is that what you're saying?
He's slowly been creating his own Middle Earth there for him to live in.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
He's building it like the Shire, where the hobbits live.
Oh, it's always so cool. I honestly, every time I see those movies, I'm like, I'd love to live in the Shire.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks so dope. You're like little hills.
It'd be cute as like an Airbnb for the weekend. But like, if we're talking full time.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already built his first house on it. And it's constructed into the ground with a little round door, just like you see the hobbits living in.
Wow.
And he doesn't live alone either.
How?
I know, shocking. This guy, he's actually married.
Oh, and his wife is on board?
She says she's cool with it. She likes their new lifestyle.
Wow.
And so they live in their Shire.
Okay.
And they only wear hobbit clothes and do hobbit things. Like farm and sing merry tunes. And, of course, go on magical missions to save Middle Earth.
Yay! We're going on an adventure!
He really does this.
I'm
teasing him a little bit, but like their whole family's into it. Like, good for them, I guess.
His latest quest was a 120-mile walk.
What?
Oh,
starting from his house to Naples, Italy, so he could throw a gold ring into the crater of Mount Vesuvius.
Stop it! Have to walk it.
Because that's like something that happens in Lord of the Rings,
that,
right?
That
like
that's is the big Lord of the Rings movie. That's the whole plot.
And that's like my precious, like, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he really did this with a group of friends who are also Lord of the Rings fanatics, and they all dressed up for the journey as an elf, a dwarf, a hobbit, a sorcerer, and a couple humans.
No, and they're just walking around on the, like, hitchhiking. How are they getting? They're just walking the whole time.
Walking all on foot, crossing over mountains and rivers, and they didn't bring anything with them besides the clothes on their backs, some toy swords, and the ring.
Toy swords.
Oh,
toy
my
swords.
God. Not even
Stop.
Water.
All right, guys. You got the essentials? Yep, got my toy sword right
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just say bring some water with you.
They did it. They made it. They climbed Mount Vesuvius, tossed the ring into the volcano, and saved Middle Italy.
Do you think the moment after they tossed the ring in was kind of like anticlimactic?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Okay, well,
how do we get home now?
Or they get there and they're like, Bill, do you have the ring? And he's like, oh my God, I knew I forgot something.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back, boys.
Well, afterwards, Nicholas was interviewed about it, and he said it felt truly magical because along the way, total strangers were opening their doors to the group to give them food, let them sleep there, and even allow them to take showers in their homes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if a pack of grown men dressed as the hobbit, a sorcerer, who else, a wizard, what are we working with, showed up at my doorstep.
All grimy.
I'm not letting him in.
Really?
I don't mean to be mean. For my own safety.
Oh. I might give him like a car ride. Would you? That's it though.
I don't know. I'm shouting out to them. I'm like, hey, fellas, you want to come inside?
Yeah.
You want to take a bath?
Yeah. This is where the magic happens.
That's right. Anyway, so that happened, but Nicholas says he's not done. He's got really big dreams for this. He wants to build a full Hobbit village on his property.
Okay, well, he's got, sounds like a group of five so far that's into it.
And he wants to recreate the Caravan of the Dwarves from the movie, the Green Dragon Inn, and a human-sized version of Bilbo Baggins' house.
Really?
So visitors can come see it and live in the magical world just like he does.
Dude, it's pretty awesome that he's living out his dream.
It's ambitious. And how's he going to pay for all this? All through crowdfunding.
Okay, now money.
Really?
There's going to be a lot of Lord of the Rings fans that'll donate to this, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, like Brooke, there's skeptics and critics out there. But
haters,
listen, I love it that he's living his dream, just not my dream.
And Nick says it doesn't bother him. He says, quote, many make fun of us. Yep. Some think I'm trying to escape from reality. But far from it. I'm living my dream, my adventure. By purchasing that piece of land, I've removed it from a reality that I don't like, and I'm shaping it the way I want.
Okay. All right.
Well, he just kind of contradicted himself, though. He's like, I'm not escaping from reality. I'm just creating my own reality.
I just hate the world. Yeah. So.
Isn't that right, Harry Potter? Yeah.
That's
my friend Harry Potter right here.
Would you guys want to go live there in the Middle Earth in Italy?
I would, Brooke. I'd love to Airbnb for the weekend.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm not cool with 100-mile walking.
Yeah.
Y'all got Hobbit Postmates yet?
Yeah. Is there a Hobbit spa? Like, maybe.
Those are in the works. Anyway, your phone tap's coming up next.